The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. It's the Early Edge in 5. We do it every single weekday. More best bets for the night in sports. Now, let's bring in the stars of the show. Talk to me.
All right. I know what you've all been waiting this 7.5 minutes for, and that is a Lakers and Bulls over at 227.5. Both teams are fighting for a play-in or playoff spot. The previous matchup just 3 days ago totaled to 226, and that was with LeBron James' first game back and no D'Angelo Russell. Adding D'Angelo Russell alone adds more points. He is efficient on the offense with points, and he's a defensive liability. Additionally, what really tips me off into the over is the Lakers attempted 28 free throws in that last meeting. Because of how much emotion goes into this game between the Bulls, because of Caruso, Patrick Beverley, there's going to be a lot of fouls. Plus, the Bulls are on their third game in 4 nights. There's going to be more fouling because of that. And that's why we're on the over 227.5.
All right, but here's an interesting thing. Because you know I like to dive deep into the picks on the show, really to back you guys up. Your model has it at 231, correct?
Yes.
And the Sportsline model has it at 236. Why the difference?
Yeah, so I had someone ask me this on Twitter, actually. And the thing is so the Sportsline sim, which is on the website currently, that is based on statistical distributions. And the Sportsline AI is a machine learning model that looks at every play and uses features in order to create an algorithm that actually predicts the spread in total points. So they're just different mathematical approaches. Both of them are good, and both of them are on the over. Look forward to seeing the Sportsline AI come to the Sportsline site soon. But that is the difference for one of our users that asked.
I know what you all are thinking out there right now. And yes, you are correct. He's a lot smarter than you. Not us, but you. All right. Now, Joe in the chat, just cracking me up, says, EC looks like he's being interviewed on The Office.
I mean, what's wrong with the yellow? What's wrong with this?
You look like an Office character. I love that show. You would have been amazing on that show. Oh, my God. That's so true. Joe, you nailed it twice. You got me with the NBA thing. You got him in The Office. Oh, don't you dare say anything about Amazing Grace. She's a national treasure. We don't say anything, unless it's funny. Then we're cool with it. All right, Grace. I am reading a name here that I can't even pronounce.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
All right, we're going Alperen Şengün. Yeah, it's hard for me to say, too. Over 22.5 points and rebounds. He's an example of a young guy who struggles with consistency, putting up, you know, bad outputs against good defenses and then spike games against soft defenses. And that's what we're getting with him tonight against the Brooklyn Nets, who's a team that's allowed the second most rebounds in the NBA since the All-Star break. When you look at Nets versus opposing centers specifically, the Nets are giving up 25 points and 17 rebounds per 48 minutes. Both of those stats rank in the bottom three of the association. And then Fantasy Pros qualifies 7 teams as easy matchups for opposing centers. So looking at Şengün against those teams specifically, he's had a spike game against every single one this season. In the last 30 days, he's averaged 14.5 points per game and 9.2 rebounds against those teams. Both of those are going over. If you want the riskier bet, there's an over 8.5 rebounds at plus 105 odds. It started this morning at plus 115 odds. So we missed the better line, but at least we know we're on the right side. However, rebounds are a volatile stat, which is why I think the points and rebounds are a little safer here. So over 22.5.
Educate and entertain. It's what she does. Matt in the chat said, oh, looks like an auto bet. Time for Grace. That's how much they respect you here at the Early Edge in five. Now, on the other end of the spectrum from Amazing Grace is our main man, Bucket. So, ladies and gentlemen, guess who just showed up in the chat? You have any soccer questions? Throw them into the chat. He'll answer for you in real time. And he has been blowing my phone up. Can't make this up. Blowing my phone up for the last 3 days because we put him on the bench. I'm the coach. I put him on the bench during the international break. I said, take some time. He's ready to come back. So Friday on Big Pick Energy Friday, the man is back, and he's got something very special just for you. Now, it's my turn. I'm going to make it very, very quick. Knicks -4 over the Miami Heat. Last night, we cashed the Raptors on the money line. They blew out the Heat. Now they travel from Toronto, one of my favorite party cities, down to New York, also one of my favorite party cities. But here's the problem. They're playing back-to-back, and the Knicks need to keep the mojo going. They played really well against the Rockets the other night. I think they backed that up, lay the 4. But I'll be honest with you what I'm going to do. We talk about being sick of the NBA. I may lay the 170. I may lay the 180. I know they're going to win the game. But right now it's bananas. So I may lay the juice, which I normally would never do. But I might do it tonight, and I would encourage you to do it with me. Let's lay that minus 170. Channel our inner – well, I'm not going to say the name, but you know who I'm talking about. All right, EC.
All right, we're going to go Jaden Ivey over 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Okay, so let me tell you about Jaden Ivey of the Pistons. He plays even when they stink and get blown out. In the last 12 games, he's played 30 or more minutes. He had a 32-8-8 game against the Bucks on Monday, and he went 28-3 against the Raptors on Friday. Against the Thunder in November, he went 15-11-6. In March, he's averaging 15 shot attempts, 6 three-point attempts, and 6 free throws a game. He's hitting his 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists. That's number one. Number two, we're going to go to a guy on a team that really stinks, the Trailblazers, who are more focused on Victor Wembanyama than they are in actually winning games. We got Shaedon Sharpe, over 25.5 points plus rebounds. So we're going with lottery pick specials today. Sharp, I think, was the 7th player chosen in the 2022 draft. The Sportsline model has this at 32, which is great value. He's averaging 37 minutes a game in his last 4. Remember, there's no Dame Lillard, no Jeremy Grant, no Anthony Simons, no Yusuf Nurkic. Who else is going to score for these guys? He's averaging 22.5 over his last 4. So that's 28.5 points plus rebounds if you're keeping score at home. And he's averaging 16 shot attempts, 7 three-point attempts in those 4 games. He's hitting this over. And just for coach, I parlayed these 2 together on my ticket.
Grab a paper, grab a pencil. That'll get us in trouble. I shouldn't have said that. My apologies. All right, who's peace on Jaden Ivey over 28.5? Oh, my God. Jaden Sharpe over 20. This might be the first prop bet on the Blazers in weeks. They literally – you can't name one of their players right now. You can't name one starter. Can't name one. Maybe that's – Him. He's one.
Yeah.
Specty's on the Lakers Bulls. Hopefully you listened to his explanation of why his model, data science team, and the sports side model a little different. We're trying to bring it to all over 227.5. Then Gray, say this name for me, please.
Alperen Sengun.
There you go. Over 22.5 points and rebounds -110. And then for me, I've missed my last 2. It's time for me to get off the schneid. Knicks -4, but I told you, I'm going to lay the -180. I'm tired of the points. I'm tired of losing by 2. I'm tired of all of it. I love this show so much. Damn it. I love this show so much. So with all that being said, that was a lot of energy today. A lot of energy. Thank you all very much. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window for our entire crew. Love them all. Amazing Grace, EC, the Speculator, AB and the Avatar on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Turn on your notifications. You never know. Check out our MLB Futures episode. We just did it an hour ago. Opening day is tomorrow. You have no time to waste. We love it here. We're the only brand that grinds every single day, 7 days a week, multiple shows, because we grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about here at the Early Edge. And sometimes, yes, just sometimes, we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.